Chapter 10. The dim light of the small room cast long shadows over the table where Cora and Oryx spread out their hastily drawn maps and sketches. The atmosphere was thick with tension as they reviewed their plan to infiltrate the High Society event hosted by Seraphine. The air felt electric with anticipation and anxiety, a palpable reminder of the risks that loomed ahead. "Are we really going to do this?" Cora asked, her voice barely above a whisper. She glanced at the door as if the walls themselves had ears, ready to betray their intentions. Oryx nodded, his brow knitted in concentration. "We have to. This is our chance to gather enough intel to expose the Bureau, but we need to be careful. They'll be watching." Cora felt a shiver run down her spine. The Bureau had eyes everywhere, and the thought of being caught sent a wave of anxiety through her. "And if we get caught, they won't hesitate to make an example of us," she cautioned, her heart pounding in her chest. Oryx paused, his expression shifting as he considered her words. "I know, but we can't let fear dictate our actions anymore. We've seen too much suffering. This is bigger than us." His voice held a weight that resonated with Cora, a silent promise that echoed through the dimly lit room. As they prepared their disguises, Oryx's mind drifted to darker memories, the faces of those he had lost due to inaction. He recalled a time when he had the chance to stand up and didn't. The memory flashed before him, his sister's fragile form lying in a hospital bed, the doctors shaking their heads in defeat. It was a moment that had shaped his view on morality, leaving him with the haunting question of what might have been if he had taken a stand sooner. "It's a fine line between survival and morality," he murmured, almost to himself, his gaze distant as he wrestled with the ghosts of his past. Cora caught the weight of his words, the sorrow that underpinned them. "We can't be the people who stand by anymore. We have to take risks." Her tone was fierce, her resolve solidifying as she met his gaze, determination burning in her eyes. "We owe it to those who can't fight for themselves." With one final look at their plans, they made their way to the event. The streets outside were alive with the sounds of the market of emotions, a stark contrast to the opulence they were about to enter. As they approached the venue, the sounds of laughter and clinking glasses grew louder, a cacophony of celebration that felt like a cruel mockery of their struggles. The grand entrance loomed ahead, adorned with flowers and lights, a spectacle that glittered like a false promise. The elite drifted in and out, their laughter ringing like a siren's song, inviting yet dangerous. Cora took a deep breath, nerves pulsing through her. "Remember your role, stay focused, and we meet back here at midnight." She adjusted the collar of her elegant dress, a deliberate attempt to mask her anxiety with poise. Oryx nodded, but the tightness in his chest didn't ease. "And if something goes wrong?" "Then we adapt," Cora said, her fierce glint shining like a beacon in the dark. They shared a moment of silent understanding, the weight of their mission pressing down on them. It was a pledge to each other, a promise that they would not falter in the face of adversity. As they stepped into the opulent world of the elite, the air thick with superficial charm and the scent of expensive perfumes, they felt the shift in their lives. This was no longer the familiar territory of shadows and whispers. They were in the spotlight now, and the stakes were higher than ever. Cora's heart raced as she scanned the room filled with lavish decor, crystal chandeliers that sparkled like stars, gilded frames showcasing portraits of the elite, and tables overflowing with gourmet delicacies that stood in stark contrast to the hunger gnawing at the lower class. She took a moment to breathe it all in, the disparity heavy on her conscience. "Stick to the plan," Oryx reminded her, the urgency in his voice pulling her back from the edge of her thoughts. They split up, hearts pounding as they entered the throng of the wealthy, each step pulling them deeper into the fray. Cora lost herself among the crowd, her eyes darting to and fro, searching for any sign of Seraphine or the Bureau officials she had come to dread. Oryx melted into the background, adjusting the cuff of his jacket as he adopted the air of a well-to-do guest. He felt an odd sense of detachment, a duality within him, a man of the streets now masquerading as a part of this glittering elite. As he moved through the crowd, he listened closely, hoping to catch snippets of conversation that might lead him to the information he sought. Meanwhile, Cora navigated the sea of silk and satin, her own disguise a carefully crafted illusion. She had opted for a deep blue gown that hugged her form, a stark contrast to the drab attire she usually wore in the clinic. The fabric felt strange against her skin, but it was necessary. She had to blend in to be one with the elite, if only for a night. As she approached a group of well-dressed individuals, laughter spilled around her like champagne, light and effervescent. She forced a smile, joining in their jovial chatter while keeping her ears attuned to any mention of the Bureau or Seraphine's dealings. The superficiality of their conversations made her skin crawl, but she maintained her composure, reminding herself of the stakes at hand. Orek, on the other hand, found himself near a cluster of men discussing the latest emotion taxes, their voices dripping with disdain for the lower class. "They should be grateful for what they have," one man sneered, adjusting the cufflinks that sparkled like diamonds. "The Bureau knows how to keep them in line." Orek clenched his jaw, a mix of anger and disgust bubbling beneath the surface. He had heard such sentiments before, but hearing them in this context, surrounded by gleaming wealth, made his blood boil. How could they be so blind to the suffering around them? As the minutes ticked by, Cora and Orek exchanged glances across the room, silent signals passing between them. Each shared look fortified their resolve, reminding them why they were there. The clock was ticking, and they both knew they had to gather as much information as possible before the night ended. In that moment of connection, they felt the weight of their mission pressing down on them, the stakes climbing higher with each passing second. They were no longer mere participants in the emotional economy. They were agents of change, risking everything for a chance to expose the corruption that had taken root in their society. With hearts racing and minds sharpened by purpose, they both dove deeper into the sea of opulence, ready to challenge the status quo, each step a defiance against the Bureau's oppressive grip. The night was fraught with potential and peril, a tightrope walk between survival and morality that would define their futures.